What up, guys? It's your man, Austin, here again on The Lost Art, and I want to first and foremost apologize for the rather long wait between episodes. Life happens, as we all know. Right now, we're going through an extremely difficult time with just a variety of topics, one being, obviously COVID-19. You know, we're still feeling the after effects of that. And then obviously the tragic case of what happened in Minneapolis. It's just set this country and even the world on fire. And it's not an excuse. It's just we're living in some crazy times and it's affecting a lot of people and it's affecting us as citizens because, you know, we all work, we all live here. And, you know, with restrictions on COVID, with obviously this new issue that has, well, it's not really a new issue, but I guess you could just say this issue has is being brought more into light as it has in previous years. It's just kind of affected everything. And so there's some changes that I've needed to make. There's some adjustments that I need to make. So that's just kind of what happened. So I'm just gonna kind of leave it at that. So, like I said, you know, we can talk about, you know, being an alpha male and issues of that variety. You know, this isn't a political podcast by any stretch of the means, but, you know, it does affect how we act and how we feel. And I do want to remind you guys that even though that you feel that, you know, you feel very strongly about a political topic or you just feel very strongly about a topic in general, remember that whenever you post things on social media, that becomes traceable. That becomes a live manuscript. And that can be pulled for a variety of reasons, whether that's going to be for a job, whether that's going to be for, you know, personal reasons, that's there. And yeah, you can delete it, but, you know, if someone takes a screenshot of it or they save it, you know, then it's there for proof. And so, you know, like I said, I don't mind hearing about people's opinions, but it seems like whenever we're facing these types of issues, we just get more emotional than normal and we say things that maybe we don't necessarily mean, or we say it in a way that's a little bit more detrimental to us than what we normally do. So I just want to invite you guys to, you know, to post with caution. It's okay to get your opinion out there, but, you know, just keep in mind that you want to use some tact and you want to make sure that you use good judgment when you're doing so, because it just can cause a lot of issues, like I said, with jobs. I mean, there's people that aren't getting hired because of what they posted. And it's not just political stuff, it's other stuff as well. You know, it could be really anything. So just again, be mindful about what you post. You know, being an alpha male does mean that you can express yourself, but just do it so in a respectful manner because, again, you know, all eyes are watching. You may not think that they are, and you may think that you have your settings placed to where strangers can't see them or whatever, but it's amazing on what people can dig up if they really look. So I'm just saying, be careful out there, guys. I don't want you guys not being able to get a job, not being able to you know, do some of the things that enable you to be who you are just because of what you post. So just, again, be mindful of that. Try to have your conversations in person or over the phone or something rather than doing it through social media. So with that, I do want to get into a topic here. This is just going to be kind of like a appetizer, a bite-sized version, if you will, of the podcast. I will be doing a regularly scheduled podcast, you know, in a normal length very soon. It's just something that I want to do to kind of say hi to you guys and bring up a topic to get you guys thinking about the next podcast that's going to be happening here pretty soon. So this is kind of like, I guess you could say, part one of two. So this will be episode, you know, I guess 9, part one, and then we'll do episode 9, part two very quickly. And I'll have Jersey on again. A lot of people seem to like having him kind of as a contrast. I'm going to have other guests on the podcast as well. So look forward to that. I'm getting guests kind of lined up as we speak. So just want to kind of give you guys an update on that as well. So the kind of the mini topic that I want to discuss is, it's not really anything new. I've just experienced this in the past couple of days in dealing with relationships. Once we started getting on marriage and in relationships, things just kind of went just haywire. Like, you know, there's just a lot of things that just been happening. There's lots of subjects that are coming up that kind of branch from marriage and in relationships. And so I just kind of want to discuss this. So, you know, I've really been dealing with a lot. You know, I'm not going to mention any names to protect the innocent, but you know, I've had some people that are close to me, take that for what you will, approach me about certain things and certain elements of the relationships that are just not working out. And I just kind of want to discuss that with you guys. So the main topic that I'm dealing with here is, I understand that you want to make your woman happy, and I understand that, you know, there's compromise in a relationship, but the problem that we're dealing with here, guys, is we're compromising too much. You know, it's gotten to a point in this society where we feel that we have to kind of really go overboard and serve everything on a silver platter to our women, and we forget that, you know, they're in a relationship with us too. There's needs that we need as well. And if those needs aren't being met, then there needs to be a discussion. It just kind of seems that, you know, we're more worried about dealing with her sometimes. And I'm saying that in generalities. I'm not saying this, that we all feel that way. So if you're listening, you're like, well, he has no idea what he's talking about because I don't feel that way. Well, this doesn't apply to you. Who this applies to are, you know, you men listening that don't really take yourself into account when you're in the relationship. And you can't really do that because it's not going to be successful. And some examples of that is say you're in a long-term relationship and she's pushing for marriage and she's kind of giving you an ultimatum. Well, number one, if you don't know by now that ultimatums don't work and ultimatums are a very, I don't know how else to put this. It's just a very detrimental way of getting into a long-term serious relationship like a marriage. And ultimatums usually come with consequences, right? And so who wants to be at the mercy of a ultimatum? I mean, if you're at the point of ultimatums, gentlemen, then there's something way wrong with your relationship, and it didn't just come out of the blue. Number one, if it's coming out of the blue for you, you're blind as a bat. Or number two, you saw the red flags and you just ignored them because you have this idealistic view of your woman and you just weren't wanting to be inconvenienced at that time. So you're just like, well, I'm just going to forget this because I'm not going to bring it up. Well, no. You have to stand strong. You have to put your foot in the ground and say, look, you know, there's issues with this and we need to address these before we move forward. And if we can't, then obviously there can't be a decision that can be made until that happens. You know, we got to start thinking, gentlemen, more along the lines of not being silent, not catering, you know, because the more that we try to cater, the more entitled the woman feels to push these ultimatums on you. And you have to let her know, look, this may work out down the line, but we need to deal with our issues now. And if we don't deal with these issues now, they're just going to come up later. And I don't want these issues to come up later. You know, we have, for some reason, we have this feeling that we can't be in a confrontation with our woman. And you gotta be. I mean, if she's giving you ultimatums and there's all these issues that are coming up, you need to discuss them. You need to address them. You need to find a remedy for it. Because if you just try to sweep it underneath the rug, that's going to come out eventually. So you're telling me that you don't want to invest a little bit of time and have a little inconvenient talk then go ahead and committing to a long-term relationship with these issues still in the background. Like, that's toxic. That's a toxic relationship. Keep in mind too, guys, and this is what I've said to a number of guys that approach me with this issue. Number one, are you having fun? It's the most basic quality of a relationship that I can think of. Are you having fun? And if the answer is no, you need to really take a step back and realize, okay, what is it that's really keeping me in the relationship? Is it my insecurity? Can I not be alone? So I have to have this person in my life to feel complete? Well, again, we've talked about this several times on this show. Only you can be happy if you're happy with yourself. If you're your true 100% self, then you can be okay with making somebody else happy. But your happiness does not depend on somebody else. You're not dependent on somebody else for happiness. That's where a true relationship starts. So if you don't have that, that's your fault. Shame on you. Work on yourself. Get there and then try again. But don't just keep going in the relationship, you know, blindly because you feel obligated. And that's what we do sometimes. You know, I've been guilty of it in the past. But see, the thing that we need to do is we need to realize that we can, you know, grow and learn from our mistakes. So, you know, again, why are you staying in a relationship if you're not having fun? It's like the most basic thing in the world, like I said. If you're not having fun, if you're not enjoying spending time with this person and all they do is just bring you stress and anxiety, what's the point? If you can't even get past that, how good is your relationship going to be, really? Right? If you can't have fun with this person, why are you with them? I mean, it's a basic characteristic of a relationship. Are we having fun? I mean, that's it. So look at that. Start off with that. If you're not having fun, that's a big red flag. If you're listening to ultimatums or she's coming to you with ultimatums, that's a big red flag. You know, ultimatums are made because someone feels threatened. Like either they're going to lose you or it's not going to happen. So if I don't do this, then it's never going to happen. Well, who wants to be in a forced relationship based off of an ultimatum? I don't get that. So those are the things that I would suggest you look at before you move forward in any relationship, whether that's a girlfriend, whether that is a fiance, a potential wife. I mean, are you having fun? And if you're taking the next step, did you both agree to it and it was like the easiest decision in the world? Or did she come to you with an ultimatum or did you go to her with an ultimatum? There's guys that do that stuff too. And again, ultimatums come from the fear of loss, the feel of a threat. No relationship should be out of obligation, ever. And it all can be avoided by a simple talk. And, you know, alpha males don't have a problem sitting down and discussing things, having those uncomfortable conversations, inconveniencing themselves. I know it's not fun, but it's necessary. But if you're just doing it out of obligation because you're trying to avoid a confrontational discussion, then you need to do some soul searching. You need to look yourself in the mirror and be like, you know, am I a man or am I not a man? All right. You have to take control. Remember, guys, she wants you to take control. She wants you to lead this. So do it. What's she going to do? Leave because you wanted to take control? No, she's going to love it. All right. So that's just a reminder, guys. So keep that in mind. That's really all I have for you guys. It was just a topic that I've been dealing with multiple people, and I'm just, you know, maybe people are going through this because of COVID, you know, maybe because we're forced to be with each other. You know, we're having these uncomfortable conversations all of a sudden, or these issues are starting to rise because you're starting to spend time with each other more. And I don't know what state you guys live in, but, you know, if you live in a state with still high restrictions, you know, just keep battling through it. You know, find ways to spend time away from each other, even if that's going outside just for a little bit. Doing something on the other side of the house. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's extremely tough, like I said, right now, guys. So just find new and creative ways to spend a little time away from each other and then reconvene and then try to work things out. But if you are in a state that doesn't have any a whole lot of restrictions, then, you know, again, you know, spending time alone, doing something with your friends, that's, you know, spending time away from each other is really healthy. And both parties should be A-okay with that. You have to have your own lives. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? So let it. All right, so use some strategies. Use some of the advice in the previous podcast. Apply it to now. Hopefully it works out for you guys. If you're not going through that, awesome. That's good. But again, next podcast, I'll have Jersey on. And we're going to talk about supply and demand. We're going to talk about the single night mindset. And we're going to talk about how to expand your network, whether that is professionally or personally. So, really good topics coming up. Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast. And I will be with you guys very shortly. So thanks again for your patience. And I'll be sending out notifications on the new episode very, very soon. All right, take care, guys.